It's always a pleasure to have Courtney Callahan on the show to talk all things showbiz. Courtney, thanks so much for joining me. How's your week going so far?
Louise, I'm good, thanks. Thank you so much for having me on. It's going great. How's your week going?
Not too bad. I suppose we could have some a bit of better weather, but look, sure, hopefully that'll be it down the line. What's been happening in showbiz land? I suppose lots of people have been talking about Kris Jenner's new face, but as well as that, there's Love Island gossip. I mean, where do we even begin?
That's it. There's so much happening as always. We're never short in the world of showbiz and entertainment. So yeah, Love Island's going to be returning to our screens next week, which is so exciting. I know I'm going to be glued to it, and I'm sure everyone else will be. I mean, the minute we hear that iconic theme tune, we're all stuck to the
We definitely
TV.
are. Are you have you got any ideas of a celebrity that might be going in? Because obviously, last year we had we'd a couple of celebrities that popped up, but I don't know, do you think they'll do the same this year? Was it a payoff for them?
Do you know what? I think if they were very clever about who they picked, and I think it would be cool to see someone who's, I don't know, maybe not as big of a celebrity as they always pick, but I think instead of even the influencers, it would be cool to see the likes of, I think, a few culties on it. Like, I think they can't go wrong. They always try and get an Irish person on it. But you know who I'd love to see on it? I'd love to see Johnny B from the Two Johnnies. I think he would be brilliant on it.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if we were watching Johnny B on Love Island? Johnny, if you're listening, maybe you need to get that application in. But I think you're right. I know, like, obviously we've had Irish people on it before, and I mean they've done really, really well, but it'll be lovely to see somebody from rural Ireland, grab that flight and get stuck into Love Island.
I think so, flying the flag, and it'd be something a bit different as well. I know we definitely had Maura, who is an absolute iconic character and still is, and she's so well known for all of her stuff that she did on it and what she's done since being on it. And I just think it would be great to have someone else like that as well, who comes from the same kind of background in Ireland. I think it would be great craft.
I think so too. Lastly, the AMAs. They've been on as well, and I suppose, what can we take away from the AMAs and what's been happening?
So loads of our favorite artists were nominated, they were awarded. This event happened in Las Vegas on Monday, and it was hosted by Jennifer Lopez, also known as J-Lo. She's absolutely fabulous. She put on quite a performance. Now, she was hosting the event or the awards, and she did a big dance medley to hits of like Billie Eilish's song, Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso, Beyonce's Texas Hold'em. And she did this crazy routine, and she actually locked lips. She gave a kiss to both her male and her female dancers during this performance, which
Lovely.
was so steamy. Like, we haven't seen anything that steamy from J-Lo before. I was quite surprised by it. I was like,
Yeah.
where is this going?
Maybe she's trying to create a little bit of different press because I think we've all been talking about obviously yourself and Ben, and I suppose the rocky marriage that they've had. But now she's like, okay, let's do a Britney and Madonna on it and let's try and create a little bit of different news.
Totally. I think she just went for it. Like, she did not hold back, and she got a few comments online. Like, some people were going, this is really cringy. Other people were going, okay, J-Lo has officially lost the plot. But then some people loved it. They really lapped it up. So each to their own. And then of course Sir Rod Stewart, who I love. I think he's brilliant. He's just amazing. He got a huge surprise on stage. He was presented with the Lifetime Achievement Award, and it was so wholesome, Louise, because his children actually came on stage and surprised him with this award.
Lovely. Oh, that's really nice. And it's lovely to see, artists from, I guess, like a long time ago for them to actually get awarded because sometimes I know with celebrities and artists, it can be just a flash in the pan. So it's a testament to how long his career has actually stood the test of time.
That's it. It's so lovely to see it because you don't want people to feel as well that they're forgotten because there is so many new artists coming along. So I think it's very important to go back and, I suppose, honor the artists that would have paved the way for the newer musicians. Billie Eilish also won 7 prizes, and that was like just she blew the place out of the water. And this is a fan voted award show, so it was amazing that she won 7 prizes. She swept up basically all the major categories. So she got artist and album of the year everywhere. That song is always ringing in my ears. It's so catchy. I mean, she's only 23, and she won the award for favorite touring artist, which I just think is absolutely amazing for someone of her age. She wasn't there to collect this award in person, but she was busy being on tour in Europe. Someone else who wasn't there but won a brilliant award is Eminem. He won Favorite Male Hip Hop Artist and Favorite Hip Hop Album, which I think is truly deserved.
Oh my God, it sounds like everything was happening at the AMAs, and we didn't even get to have a chat about style. But maybe we can have a talk about that again really soon. Courtney, of course, you come on to chat to us all about everything that's been happening in the world of showbiz. If people want to follow you, if they want to check you out online, or if they want to check out any stories that you're writing or any resources that you have, where's the best place to go?
You can head to Fusion Fashion and Entertainment. We're on Instagram and TikTok, and we'll be bringing you all the latest in the showbiz, fashion, and entertainment industry.
Oh, brilliant. Courtney, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks so much. And listen, enjoy the rest of the week.
Thanks so much, Louise. You too.